Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. The first time I saw Carrie Brown, she was a young fan. Voice like rain rain falling down, sunlight in her hand. I'd never seen a face before, so I asked all around. I said, Daddy owns a grocery store, she lives in Bristol town. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. Down, though I didn't need a thing. Just to touch sweet Carrie Brown, she handed me my change. I hurried to closing time, I scarce believed mine. My darling walked nom nom with a boy named Billy Wine. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die. Town, a bitter broken man, heart to find Carrie Brown and a pistol in my hand. We met again on State Street, poor Billy Wise and me. I shot him in Virginia and he died in Tennessee. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys. And the judge says I must die. I'm just a poor young mountain boy, ain't never been to town. I come to Rude Nation for the love of Carrie Brown. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. Thank you so much. We walked in to do Conan O'Brien last night, and we walked in the studio,
And Conan took one look at Ronnie, and there was defeat in his eyes. Ronnie won the hair contest hands down.
I come by it honest now. Come on.
Yeah.
That's
that whole thing.
Yeah. We have a...
I was asleep, Steve. I missed that whole thing.
Yeah. We, Dell's grandson, Jacob, sometimes gets up and sings really loud. He's about this tall. And he joins us on late in the sets when he's out on the shows. And I came in from Vietnam and went straight from the airport because these guys were playing at the station in Nashville. And I got there with, like, jet lag that was about an 8.4 on the Richter scale. I had no business being there. I forgot the words to everything I sang that night. But I was getting ready to go to the stage, and Jacob was standing at the merchandise table. And when I passed it, he grabbed me by the sleeve, and he says, "Hey, your hair's messed up." And I looked at him, and I said, "You have an unrealistic standard where that's concerned. Leave me alone." But see, now I've been traveling these guys for a couple of weeks, and, you know, I got some, a little bit of hairspray in my hair. It started out, you know, like all those kind of habits start. I just sort of stand real close to Dell when he was spraying. Now I'm going through a half a bottle of the shit a week. I think an intervention is in order. Oh, Lord.
Hey, but don't he look good?
I look gooder than a motherfucker. All right.